Every time is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
I'm Sarah Wombe, an Iranian research student studying at the University of Queensland and held in Australian custody for 13 months, has been released from prison and will not be extradited to the United States. The 38-year-old cancer researcher is accused of exporting American equipment for detecting stealth planes or missiles to Iran. Attorney General Christian Porter last night confirmed he'd decided the man shouldn't be extradited. News of the release comes hours after Perth couple Mark Firkin and Jolie King returned home after 3 months in an Iranian prison where they'd been held for flying a drone without a permit. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's happy about the release and says another Australian currently being held in Iran, Melbourne academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert, should also be freed.
We want to see Kylie Moore-Gilbert repatriated to Australia, and I'm sure that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade are doing all they can to ensure that outcome.
The troubled Malmesbury Youth Detention Centre in central Victoria will remain in lockdown till at least tomorrow after two alleged violent attacks on staff in as many days. Sean Bendley has more.
Prison guards stopped work on Friday after two guards were attacked with a plastic cricket bat on Thursday. Two 18-year-old men and a 19-year-old man faced court on Friday and have been sent to an adult prison. The state opposition says the incident proves the youth justice system is in crisis. Community and Public Sector Union spokesman Julian Kennelly describes it as a turning point.
We can break this wide open now if we just put the resources in and deal with the violence. The legislation's there now to have offenders who assault emergency workers to get mandatory jail terms. But the opposition forgets its role in de-skilling and de-professionalising these institutions when they are in government.
Sean Bindley, Air News.
A high to very high fire danger rating applies to almost all of New South Wales and Queensland today. Some areas near the borders of both states are forecast to reach 40 degrees for the first time since March. The mercury is expected to be at least 10 degrees hotter than average in more remote regions. Developments in the impeachment inquiry into the US President Donald Trump continue at a blistering pace. President Trump's actions tying key aid to Ukraine to political favours are under scrutiny. A US correspondent, Priscilla Huff, reports.
A second American intelligence official, someone who was closer to the original call between US President Donald Trump and the Ukrainian president, is considering filing a formal whistleblower report. NBC News reports that the top lawyer for the CIA made what she believed to be a criminal referral about Donald Trump to the Justice Department, raising questions of why a full investigation was not opened. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo failed to meet the deadline for documents required under a subpoena tied to the impeachment inquiry. Key congressional committees have also issued subpoenas for documents to the White House. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham insists there's nothing to find. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
And anti-terror prosecutors in France now say the police worker who killed four colleagues in Paris had converted to Islam 10 years ago and recently showed signs of radicalisation. This is Air News. Trent Robinson's grand final side has its sights set on more than just another NRL premiership ahead of tonight's grand final against Canberra. The Roosters want to become the best team in the 111-year history of the club by successfully defeating their premiership. Robinson says they'll have a tough task against the Raiders.
Different style that they've played. They've decided to sort of tone down. They shifted the ball a lot in the last few years. They've decided to play a more complete game, which has got them the success.
Meantime, Raiders assistant coach Andrew McFadden doesn't think the team's lack of grand final experience will have too much weight in their performance against the Roosters.
We haven't got a lot of grand final experience, but we've got lots of players in there that have played big games. We've got internationals, you know, we've got the England guys, they've played in big games, so I don't think that'll be a factor.
Aussie John Millman takes on world number one Novak Djokovic this evening in the final of the Japan Tennis Open in Tokyo. In the women's, Ash Barty will play Naomi Osaka in the final of the China Open in Beijing. The Wallabies have bounced back from their loss to Wales with an emphatic 45-10 Rugby World Cup group stage win over Uruguay. In the other games, England smashed Argentina 39-10. Japan defeated Samoa 38-19. And Melbourne United has suffered its second loss from two NBL IPL matches, going down to the Perth Wildcats 94-93. Australian Independent Radio News.
Mum, it's the biggest sale in over 60 years at Bingley.
Bigger than Bing Her. Bigger than Christmas. It's humongous.
Bigger, Mum?
What's the big deal?
Get a bonus 10% gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Go bigger or go home.
Okay, we'll throw in free delivery on all TVs 75 inches and above.
You're not mucking around.
Do I ever?
Oh, Lionel. Big deals are now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
With over 400 winning graduates since 2013, the English Ready to Race sale continues to be the best source of success of its kind. The 2019 edition will be held at Riverside Stable on Tuesday, October 22. To view the catalogue, visit English.com.au.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Ah, of course, it's the Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, 1-800-858-858.
Mum, it's the biggest sale in over 60 years at Bingley.
What's the big picture?
Picture this. The Miele Blizzard CX1 Comfort Vacuum for $499, save $50. And a Hitachi 466 litre bottom mount fridge, just $999, save $300.
Big!
It gets bigger. We've got an Omega 14 place setting dishwasher, $499, save $80. Plus a bonus $50 Woolworths e-gift card.
Big!
Come and see the big deals on now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for all. For 60 years.
Can the Raiders end a 25-year premiership drought?
Will the Roosters go back-to-back?
The Roosters are coming for the premiership.
Chris Waller's historic Group 1 domination.
And Colding wins the Epsom.
And a Wallaby star is born in Japan.
Inside it goes to Jordan Patea on debut.
And now, overnight scores, expert comment and controversy on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Here's Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, hope you're having a great start to not only your Sunday morning, but it is grand final morning as well. And it's Ray and Jimmy all the way up to 10 o'clock. And remember, it's now, we're into daylight saving times, are we, Ray?
We are.
Right.
You were a bit concerned this morning, weren't you?
I was a little bit disoriented when that alarm went off and my clock was saying 4 o'clock.
Didn't you realise that you said you weren't thinking about daylight saving? So what were you doing, under a rock or something?
No, I don't know. I'll tell you what I did do last night, though. No footy, of course, on a Saturday night in the lead-up to the big one. So what do? You watch replays
anything
of old green finals.
It's on, it's a replay, yeah.
So the 1989 extended highlights, Canberra Tigers. It was, it must have been heartbreaking.
You must be pumped for today, James. You're calling the game, aren't you? For Rival Radio Network, but you're calling the game.
I'm so excited about it, mate. It's awesome. And it's such a huge day in the lives of these people. And I'm not just talking about the players, but all those people involved in the clubs in whatever capacity it happens to be, from the coaches right down to those people who make sure there's waters in the cup at halftime. It's moments that live with you for the rest of your career. And I know in 10, 20, 30 years' time, they'll be doing reunions about, hey, remember in 2019, that side, we won/played in a grand final. Because one side's got to win and the other side's got to lose, Raymond.
Use that word moments. It was interesting to listen to Cooper Cronk at a media conference during the week talk about how these grand finals are won in the big moments.
Yes.
And he's hoping to see a lot of red, white and blue jumpers in those big moments, because that's when these grand finals are won and lost. Look, they're raging hot favourites, the Roosters, and deservedly so, Jimmy, but how do you see this grand final? If the Raiders can hang in there and stay with the Roosters in that first half, and even, heaven forbid, score first and get their noses in front, can they pull off a king-sized upset?
I think it's a chance, But the market's probably got it about right. $1.43. $1.43. Initially, when early on when I saw that price, I thought, there's a bit of value there. There's a bit of value there. But the longer this grand final week has gone on, and everyone's going to say, by the way, go on, say it via SMS or whichever way. Oh, you're just saying that because you're a Roosters fan. I actually think this is going to be the biggest loss of the Canberra Raiders season.
I didn't know about that.
So the reason I say that is, and so what they've done...
They hang tough, Jim. They hang tough.
They do. They do. But this is a very special Roosters side that I think are primed for a performance similar to what they got last game of the season last year.
Yeah.
And if you remember in that game, they beat the Melbourne Storm. The Melbourne Storm.
Mm.
And the market was a lot closer in that game. They beat the Melbourne Storm and blew them away. The margin on the scoreboard was 15 points, but the one try that the Melbourne Storm got was an intercept 80-metre run from Josh Adokar.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense, but I just think Ricky Stewart's got this team. They got self-belief. That game when they were down 18-0 against the Storm in Melbourne, it's game over. You're going to get beaten by 40 points using that position. That team never gave up the Raiders, and they found a way to win. They beat Melbourne again. They gave the Roosters a fright in Canberra. They've got that self-belief, and I hope this is a close grand final. Unlike the AFL grand final last week, I think the Roosters will win. They've got class right across the park, but I do think the Raiders will make this a super contest, and I'm looking forward to it, Jim. It's going to be fantastic.
To tell you the truth, I think close at halftime, I think close at 60-minute mark, and then I think the Roosters can get away late. And by the biggest loss of the season, what I'm referencing there is just how good and a consistent season it has been for the Canberra Raiders. Their biggest loss of the season, 12 points, 22 points to 10 against the Melbourne Storm in round two. That's their biggest loss of the season. That's incredible. When you consider the Roosters' biggest loss of the season, 38 points to 12 against the Newcastle Knights.
Is that right?
That's a huge disparity there.
Un-Roosters-like, isn't
it? Very un-Roosters-like. The game that these guys played at a neutral venue, which was Suncorp Stadium in Magic Round, round nine, the Roosters ended up winning 30 points to 24, but at one point they were 5-1
that game. Okay, I'll rephrase it then. What if I say to you, how can the Raiders win this ball game?
Oh, it's really interesting to hear some of the other experts talk about it, but I think Jack Whiten, Hodgson... there is no doubt that he is the elite, high-level focus that the Raiders will look to today. But I think Jack Whiten, if Jack Whiten plays his best and runs the footy more than he usually does, I think that he makes him really dangerous. And out there on that edge defending, Mitch Orbison and Cooper Cronk. So from that point of view, I think that's where a bit of an opportunity lies for the Raiders.
That's been a masterstroke, hasn't it, by Ricky Stewart, moving Jack Whiten into 5'8 this year. It's just worked so well. Does Jake Friend play for the Roosters?
I think he does. I've got a sense. And he's done this before Trent Robinson. He did it in 2013 with Boyd Cordner. Boyd Cordner hadn't played for 8 weeks, and he threw him into the grand final in 2013. I know Jake Friend hasn't played since round 18. I would be very surprised if he was not playing in this side. I think there's a situation where he goes up to Coach Robinson and says, Coach, I'm ready to play.
Mm.
And if that's the case...
That's not a risk?
I don't think it is. One, because he'll trust his player.
Yep.
And the player wouldn't make that decision unless he knew he was going to be right.
Correct. Okay, it wouldn't be as big a risk as playing Cooper Cronk last year, would it?
Nowhere near it.
Correct.
Nowhere near it. And then the other thing is, you get 50 minutes out of Jake Friend, Victor Radley can go to dummy half.
Correct.
Or Mitch Orbison. Look, imagine Mitch Orbison going to dummy half and you bring Angus Crichton on, who's been in really good form of late.
His back half of the season's been great, hasn't
it? Been excellent. I'll ask you this one, and this has come up, and if you look at the actual numbers of it, it's hard to disagree with it. Where does Cooper Cronk rank in the greatest rugby league careers of all time? Now, it might
be
that's a bit
there.
Of a different question to best players or best halfbacks.
But greatest careers, this is his ninth grand final.
Correct.
How many has he won? Five?
Five.
Yeah, and with two different clubs. And he's had a magnificent representative career for Queensland and Australia as well. One of the all-time greats, Jim.
And that's the thing. If you look at it just statistically, he's a better player, better, than the records of Peter Sterling, than the records of Ricky Stewart.
Yep.
Is he a better player than Andrew Johns? Is he a better player than Jonathan Thurston? Now, I don't think so. When you're picking your all-time sides, I don't think Cooper Cronk beats those guys into it. But statistically, number of games, winning percentage, number of state of origins, number of tests. He's played 38 test matches.
Phenomenal career, yeah.
It is just incredible. So we'll take your thoughts on that as well, too. 1353 53, the open line number. You can get us on the SMS, 0419 767 272. The other thing about it is Cam Smith.
Mm.
There's some sort of speculation he's not going to play again.
Didn't turn up at Dally M's.
He was ill.
Mm.
Hang on, Ray. What is...
I wanted to ask you a question. You may not be able to answer it. There's been a lot of suggestions that Cameron Smith is prepared to walk away from the game.
Yes.
Because of, I guess, the constant criticisms of him, probably the issues and the noise around his family.
Yes.
The problems, they're not the issue with his wife, etc. this year.
Yeah.
The NRL presentation. All those things. And the perceived... He's unpopular, can I put it that way, Jim, with a lot of rugby league fans, for whatever reason.
Depends geographically
course,
where
yeah,
you're based.
Of course, yeah. In Queensland, yeah. He's a hero. New yes. South Wales, he's not.
Yes.
And it seems like, if you listen to some reports, he's had enough.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
I don't know whether there's any truth to it. What I do know is that I could understand it having an impact. I could understand that. I think it's a big statement that he's going to walk away from the game. They've lodged his contract. It's there. They're sorting out their salary cap to be able to accommodate Cameron. I that would have been a huge play, huge play, if he was to walk away. I'd be very surprised.
He's still a dominant player and could continue playing in the next another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, all right. Wallabies had a win. It was against Uruguay, but we've got to acknowledge it. So they have made their way into the quarterfinal stage of the Rugby World Cup, 45 points to 10. Jordan Pataya.
He's a star, isn't he, Jim?
Well, we think so. We've got, he's, it's a Wallabies win and he scores a try and he's been likened to Israel Folau. From a playing point of view, Ray, or just to clarify, look at the
look.
Did you
see a bit of him?
I saw the highlights yesterday. Yeah. So he's a big, strong, big, strong ball carrier. There's no doubt about that. So there's a good win. And we had, of course, an incredible day there at HQ yesterday.
Well, Chris Waller did. Actually, so did James McDonald, to be fair. He rode five winners. But Chris Waller had runners in six races, won the lot at Randwick, including the three Group 1s, and just for good measure, won two races at Flemington, including the other Group 1, the Turnbull. So he's won four Group 1s on the day. Never happened in Australian racing before. I can't find it happening in world racing, but I haven't had that confirmed. It's a world record. But at the very least, an unprecedented effort in Australian racing. And complete domination of a sport that probably we don't see very often anywhere in the world, Jim.
We're going to have a chat with Chris Waller a little bit later. Tony McAvoy, Glenn Boss will be along. Zorb's in for the extended period. We're going into extra time with Zorb. And what about this? This is a breakthrough. Dean Bulldog Ritchie will be in the studio.
He's coming in too.
Yeah, he lives about 300 metres away. I am, John.
It's a big game on today.
Your big game today.
Pump.
He's 300 metres away. He said, yeah, no, I'll make that. I was like, man, about time. Anyway, so he's answered the criticism of Phil Moss, who's been... Well, I don't know. Moss is on today as well. I don't know whether
he's coming in.
Anyway, well, don't know. We'll never clue. Anyway, 1353-53. Talk topic, just before we go to our first break.
There's got to be something to do with the grand... What about great grand final moments? It has to be.
Significant grand final.
Okay,
match-turning grand final moments.
Do you want to go first?
Yes.
Go.
Yes. 2002, Richard Villasanti hitting Brad Fittler head-on-head in the Roosters v Warriors Grand Final. Changed that match dramatically. Mm. Peter Cusack, Adrian Morley get stuck into Richard Villasanti and the Roosters skip away. Mm. There you go. There's one for me. That was a big moment in that match, Raymond. What about you?
Got to be 2003. Todd Byrne up the sideline. Scotty Sadler across in cover. What a tackle. You sort of knew then the Panthers were going to get up.
Poor little skinny Byrne. He got ankle tapped. He was stumbling. And
Scotty Sattler got there, though. He
good
got
old
there
slow
somehow.
Scott Sattler stumbled his way over there and made the tackle. So
you sort of knew then, didn't you? It was Panthers night.
It was a huge moment. Mm. So that's what we're looking for the Wingman beer. We're going to have your contribution for the Wingman beer. We'll work out how we're going to give away our
General Chow's $250 food voucher.
Yes, yes.
It's the best contribution to the show.
Some breaking news is too on the General Chow restaurant. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program as well. So give us a call. Get involved in the grand final program, 1353-53. It's the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
For all the best in racing and all the latest in sport, this is Sky Sports Radio. Coming to you via 87.6 FM Narromine, 88 FM Gulgong, 87.6 FM Braidwood and 96.9 FM Coomer.
If you're going away this long weekend, you've picked the wrong weekend.
You can't just say that. Tell them why, Lionel.
All long weekend, Bingley is having super hot major deals.
And?
Super hot deals on TVs, cooking, laundry, technology, fridges, dishwashers and many more store-wide.
And Lionel will be here all weekend.
I will?
You will.
I wouldn't miss this sale.
You won't miss this sale.
Hurry, the sale ends Monday.
It's a long weekend of sales at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
To get the most out of your spring racing experience, be sure to visit the Doncaster Hotel, Sydney's true home of racing. Located just a 5-minute stroll down Doncaster Avenue from Randwick Racecourse, the Doncaster is the place to be and be seen pre and post race for Sydney's racing crowd. Take advantage of the Doncaster's full tap facilities. Enjoy a meal in their renowned restaurant or just dance and sing the night away to the music of DJ Carbolic. Get the good oil and a cold beer at the Doncaster Hotel, where racing people go.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse or two on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people who would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful three-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Garlic Chieftain, come play with me. Garlic Chieftain moved up with Come Play With Me. Come Play With Me, going home best. Come Play With Me wins the Metropolitan. Colding at the 150 from Tiago Shark. He's launching a late attack. Colding a neck in front from Tiago Shark. Tiago Shark going to Colding, misses. And Colding wins the Epsom. Another big one for G-Boss.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Gillian Ray.
And that was the Epsom Metropolitan Double of Colding and Come Play With Me. Two of four Group 1 winners for Chris Waller.
Sorry, say that again, Ray.
Two of four Group 1 winners.
Some people, that's a career.
It is,
That's a Saturday.
That was a sad day
afternoon. That was
afternoon.
A Saturday for Chris.
An Australian record, and I haven't had it confirmed if it's a world record yet. I'd say it almost certainly is, but I've got to clarify that first. But we've got the man on the line. He's been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning. Chris, good morning and congratulations. And I asked you yesterday, this must be the best moment you've had on a racetrack, but you did bring up, obviously, that great day with Winks in the QE Stakes. But on reflection, that's one of those days when just everything seemed to go right, Chris, yesterday.
Yeah, it sure was. Hi, boys. Sort of laughing about it, really. It's just one of those things you can't plan, you can't expect to happen, and all of a sudden, yeah, it starts with one, with a two-year-old race, and it just take it race by race, and yeah, it kept unfolding like a dream, but just how you would never expect, but it finally did happen.
Mm. Chris, I'm going to disagree with you. I think you got something wrong right there. And this, you should see the look that Ray Thomas has just given me.
This is a contrary Jim Smith.
No, Chris. Chris, this is in fact something you can plan for, and from what I understand, you do plan for. So, does that then give you a satisfaction knowing that all those things are in place? And I know you talk a lot about your staff, but knowing that because of doing what you do and how you do it, that you give yourself an opportunity to have a day like yesterday.
Yeah, it does, and it's something we're very proud of from all the team behind the scenes. And I'm into the computer now and checking what the four persons around Australia are sending me, from temperatures to what horses left feed, what horses might not be 100% this morning, to how yesterday's horses pull up, and they're constantly working for tomorrow, today, making sure their health and well-being is the first and foremost, and then not putting too much pressure on them. And that's why we go through the systems of making sure horses are eating, the temperatures are fine, because I think training horses is all about getting them to their training safely and making sure there's never any risks taken. And through that, you get some frustrating days and horses might not quite be as fit as they should be, but they gradually work their way through the grand finals. And yesterday was seen as a grand final in Sydney, at least, anyway.
Hey, Chris, can I go back to your first group one of the day? That was with Funstar. That came after you. One with Global Quest and the Breeders and Dealmaker also won. Then came Funstar and the Flight Stakes. And about 2 months ago, a little bit longer, you had a media luncheon where you just went through your Spring Carnival contenders. And on that day, you nominated Funstar, who was really just an unknown filly at the time, as a potential star. It was unlike you to basically go out of your way to highlight a horse who was unproven at the time. What was it about Funstar that gave you the confidence she would develop into a Group 1 winner of the Flight Stakes?
I think she was... Well, just for a young horse like us to come out and do what she did as a young filly, two-year-old. She was by Adelaide, who's standing here in Australia now, but he won a Cox Plate, and obviously Cox Plate's a long distance, so he's got a filly winning over a short distance as well as he did first up. Knowing that she's by a stallion that's going to continue to improve, it gives you a bit of confidence. And the obvious thing, and I know Winks gets mentioned probably too many times, but she won exactly the same race as Winks, as her maiden, and almost identical her Saturday race. And then from there, she won a group race, being two rows, which is basically identical sort of prep as what Winks did. And through that, I guess you get that feeling back. And I guess Jimmy can understand this. Like, being part of a team, you try and keep things simple, but you follow things that work, and then you get your confidence up and you know that everything's coming together on the day.
What about the 1600 metres at Randwick? I know it holds a special place for you. I know from your point of view, that distance, that track, even with Glenn Boss, who's got an incredible record at that. What did the win in Colding mean for you, Chris?
Yeah, it was very special yesterday. I don't get quite as emotional as I used to, but yesterday it was. And those colours of Neville and Jenny Morgan, and obviously Yurangurangdo was the obvious favourite there. So, yeah, it was reminiscing, and with Glenn Boss, who rode my first Group 1 winner, which gave me the confidence to be where I am now. There's a lot of sentimental moments.
Mm. And also, we're watching from afar at Flemington too, Chris, and a couple of good moments here for you. Hort Brion Herr won her stakes race, but in particular the Group 1 Kingsville Dream, a comeback horse, and I thought Finch was mighty running second, and he's right on track for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he certainly is, and it's a well-talked-about race. Mm. I think Finch would be the most talked-about horse in the stable at the moment, and for the obvious reason of that Melbourne Cup. So we're just getting there steadily, and a long way to go yet, but he's certainly doing everything right. And Kingsville Dream, it was easy to see that he's a favourite of owners. He's always said there's a lot of new owners in and first timers, and gee, it's amazing to see the following that he's getting from those owners. Firstly, making a successful comeback, he broke down. I think he fractured a pelvis in Winx's Cox Plate, which is the last thing in the world that you ever want to see on a racetrack. Here he is, less than 12 months later, winning some of the biggest races in Australia. So I think it was a deserved win, but Finch will be putting his hand up in a few weeks' time, might be taking a bit more glory yet.
He's an incredible looking horse, isn't he?
The
stride length. That got to admit, we were at a tab yesterday in the pub. So, but everyone was just amazed. Like, have a look at the stride length on this horse.
he's one different character, and he's got the attitude that goes with it. He's just a cool dude and gets around like a big angry basketball, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
Where does he go next, and where does Kingsville Dream go next now, Chris?
Haven't quite worked it out, Ray, but Caulfield Cup, I would say, would be the obvious bench. And Kingsville Dream, I'm not sure, probably 51% Caulfield Cup, 49% Cox Plate. That's the sort of way we're leaning at the moment, is it? Yeah. It's any help, but silly to make a decision so early today when we're still on high emotional.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris, the interesting thing about this as opposed to other sporting events is there's actually a couple of grand finals that's come now in racing.
In
Australia in the spring. Are you any clearer about what you might be doing with your slot for the Everest?
No, not to tell you the truth. We'll have to make a decision next week. So we'll sit down tomorrow and start working out which horse it could be. Obviously, Godolphin have a few there that we'd be keen to have a look at. I think Brutal jumps into contention and be interesting to see what they're up to and what they want to do. So there's sort of a few horses outside of our stable, and then slight consideration with Yes, Yes, Yes being so good last week in the Golden Rose, and even Nature Strips there as the war horse if we were not to take one of those horses mentioned. So a few decisions to make. We don't just want to have a runner, we want to be winning the race. Mm. So all those things will be considered in the next few days.
Chris, incredible day. Congratulations. I think, as Ray said, we're trying to work out whether it's a world record, too. One of the amazing...
It was a good day. It was a good day.
All right. All right. We'll leave it. Although, to walk around, though, Chris, and say, hey, I'm a world record holder. You know, you're probably a little different to me. I'd be telling everyone, but you might be a bit
You can
quieter.
Imagine that, couldn't you, Chris? Jimmy'd have it on his front door. I'm a world record holder.
More importantly, boys, who's going to win the footy today?
Who do you reckon?
I reckon the Roosters. Yeah. Obviously, Canberra have done a great job. There's plenty of emotion down there with Ricky Stewart. It's great to watch these coaches work and how they operate through the year and the emotions they bring. But I think it's going to be a great game.
And now you're happy with the way the All Blacks are tracking so far in the World Cup, Chris?
Yeah, very. They're going good. Obviously, the tough game first up was good to get out of the way against South Africa. The next few games, like Namdi, I think they're playing tonight. Hard to get a guide or hard to get excited, but I guess they're going through the emotions and making sure everything's ready for the quarter or semi-finals ahead.
Yeah, incredible. Chris, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for getting us on a Sunday morning, and long may your success continue this spring.
Please keep bringing.
Thanks so much, Chris. Congratulations again.
Thanks,
mate.
There he is, Chris Waller. Wow, what a day yesterday. Just incredible.
That's as dominant a performance as you can see in any elite sport, Jim, really.
He's a real organisational genius. I think that's, you know, if you had to sum up something about Chris Waller, and this is from people who know him more closely than I know him, and you probably would definitely fall into that category. But when you ask people, what is it about Waller? One is the will to win. He's very, very determined to win, and the other one is his organisational abilities.
And his days are planned to the minute. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they literally are.
Yep.
If he says ring at a certain time, you ring at that time. If you miss him, you go back to the bottom of the pile.
Right. So where's he on our run sheet right now? He's jumped in a little early. But when Chris rings,
you take the call.
You answer. Over to you, Roman.
Well, we've got a couple more race replays to go through. The Flight Stakes. This was the first of Chris's Group 1s, and Funstar gets the job done for the Waller Stable.
Well into the straight now. Funstar just the leader from Probabile, who's making hard work of it. Funstar going great guns inside the 250 and opens up two lengths now on Probabile. A mile back to the rest, but Funstar full of running, and she's the star filly for the Flight Stakes. She's ripping away. Funstar wins it by three lengths to Probabile. Foxborough grabbed third in front of St. Covered Spirit.
So that was the early tip, wasn't it, coming out of the Waller Yard? Mm. You mentioned that. Now, where would Funstar
possibly
be headed?
Thousand guineas.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look. Flit is there at 250. Funstar, doubtful, is the call at $4. Missile Mantra at $7.
As Chris said, he hasn't made decisions yet because it's only the morning of the previous day, so to speak. But what he did with Winx, Flight Stakes spell. So you'd think it'd be the similar thing with Funstar. She's had a prep through winter into the spring.
Yes.
Won a Group 1, probably goes for a spell. Onto the Premier Stakes, and gee, was good. Brutal suddenly emerges as an Everest contender.
Brutal moves up to home of the brave. Osborne Bulls and Classique Legend are coming out after him now. Down to the 300, it's Brutal just in front of Classique Legend and Osborne Bulls. Brutal the inside, Classique Legend the outside. They beat off Osborne Bulls. Brutal still in front, 50 out, and Brutal's going to win the Premier. Home of the brave came back to run second from Classique Legend third.
Righto, the interesting thing about this is, yes, Brutal has put itself in the picture for the Everest. $9 along with Bivouac, Classic Legend and Sunlight. Pierrata and Santa Ana Lane are now into $5 equal favourites in this one. But James Harron quoted in your article today, and then very interesting to hear Chris Wallace say then, well, we'd have to have a look at Brutal. Yeah. Just what the Hawks Yard wanted to hear.
Outside of the state, that was interesting.
Yes.
The thing about Brutal is, Jimmy, he's going to run on October 19 anyway. In probably the Sydney Stakes, if he doesn't get selected in the Everest. But
right. He's
a winning chance because he can sit up on speed as he did yesterday, so he could put pressure on a horse like Red Zell. He'll be in the box seat all the way in Everest.
So, there you go.
He's a big chance, Everest and Golden Eagle. On to Flemington. Sunlight versus Santa Ana Lane clashed in the Gilguy Stakes. A lot hinged on the Everest with this. They ran super, both of them.
Santa Ana Lane's trying to bullock into the clear from I Am Excited. Well back, it's Sunlight Cuddled at the 350, three quarters Vital Silver, then Nantali Zutori down the outside. Santa Ana Lane's unleashing as well. 200 to go. Sunlight Curry goes for the whip, led two lengths Vital Silver. Santa Ana Lane, Zutori, then Dothraki. Sunlight going well, led a length and a half. Santa Ana Lane, Zutori, Sunlight, how good she is. She beats Santa Ana Lane, Zutori. Fourth Vital Silver's running.
Right, so we'll talk to Tony McAvoy about Sunlight, but that was a fantastic run from the $9, one of the $9 hopes in the Everest, as you mentioned. On the back of that run, Santa Ana Lane shortened up.
Back into favouritism.
Yes, both equal favouritism.
Yep, with Pirata. Yep. Both went enormous, and they'll go straight into the Everest. Now, on to the Turnbull Stakes, and we mentioned earlier, Chris Roller trains 1-2 with Kingswell Dream and Finch.
Mr. Quickie, second last. Mystic Journey, still last. Hartnell moves up and takes the lead at the 300 from Trap for Fools. Kingswell Dream getting into its work, followed by Finch, looks like Elvis. And then Rostropovich. It's Hartnell grabbed by Kingswell Dream at the 150. Then Finch. Kingswell Dream, McNeil goes for the whip, followed by Hartnell, Finch. Kingswell Dream in front of Finch, thrusting. Kingswell Dream holding on. Kingswell Dream on the Turnbull. Beat Finch. Hartnell found a clear fourth, followed by...
Copy. Yeah, right. You gave him a copy? Yeah,
I did.
Good. I think we're on air now, right?
Yeah, for the red light that says it flashes away.
So, yeah, the run of Finch, it just mesmerised everyone in the
a massive horse,
pub yesterday.
Massive stride.
Yes.
I was talking to one of the part owners, Peter Ty, about it, and I think Chris alluded to it. He's a real character in the stables.
Right.
You walk past him in the stables, apparently he'll talk to you. He'll whinny out to you, and if you walk away, he keeps going. Turn around and come back. I'm not finished with you yet. He's a gentle giant. He's got a massive stride. He ran fourth in the Melbourne Cup last year, Jim.
Mm.
He's the horse to beat in the Melbourne Cup, I think. And that's even with this posse of international raiders arriving in Melbourne almost daily at the moment, it seems.
There you go. Hey, lots of SMS coming in. We've got to get to an ad break, but let's go to it. Morning, boys. Are we expecting Ray to be late this morning, Jimmy? Having to do his hair and nails.
Oh, yeah.
But no, he showed he's an all-round polished performer. Great effort, Ray. Cheers, manly man. Now, you better explain that, Raymond.
No, well, polished man.
Yes.
I had to paint fingernails for polished man. I'm almost at my goal, which was $2,000.
You didn't have to. You chose to?
Well, it's part, and it's to raise money for children who, very sadly, Jim, one child every 5 minutes around the world dies through an act of violence, whether that's a domestic violence or some other situations. That's really sad. Children are our precious resource, and Polish Man is a way of raising funds to help those children who are in desperate need. So we're almost at the goal. Jimmy, of $2,000. I'm happy about that.
Good on you, mate. Fantastic. Morning, boys. 1994 Grand Final. Bulldogs v. the Raiders. Marty Bella drops the ball off the kickoff. Never came back from that moment. Scott from Leichhardt.
I can't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the in-goal area.
Okay.
Then on the back of a Paul Osborne pass, Dave Ferner scores the first try, and the Raiders are away.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Mind you, 1L Daly scored one of the great grand final tries in history.
What a player he was, and what a big match player Laurie Daly was, wasn't he?
Gee, he had a good defensive game in the 89 grand final. They couldn't get around him.
Great
player. Yeah, fantastic. 13:53:53, we're looking for the great moments in grand finals. That's what our talk topic is today. And, of course, we've got the General Chow
$250 voucher
for the great contribution.
And that could be anything, really. Yeah.
Thought, Eastern philosophy, you know, all that stuff we were going on with last week.
We've got some things to say about General Chow, haven't we?
We have. We'll release them very shortly.
Okay.
A break and back with more.
Mum, it's the biggest sale in over 60 years at Bingley.
Bigger than Bing Her. Bigger than Christmas. It's humongous.
Bigger, Mum?
What's the big deal?
Get a bonus 10% gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Go bigger or go home.
Okay, we'll throw in free delivery on all TVs 75 inches and above.
You're not mucking around.
Do I ever?
Oh, Lionel. Big deals are now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's the Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. For Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
When you use a 12-year-old demolition hammer, things can go wrong. Like when it begins to demolish itself, rendering it useless. And after you've tried to start it up again for the fifth time today, you begin to accept the reality that maybe it's time you and your 12-year-old demo hammer start seeing other people. So it's good to know when things like this do go wrong, you can count on Kennard Tire to have a range so big, you're bound to find your next partner in crime. Kennard's make your job
easy. Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Hope you're having a great start to your grand final Sunday. What's the plans today for you, Roman?
I've got to work right through, but we are going to one of our friends' house to watch the game.
Okay, nice. Fantastic. It's always a special day of the year, and from what we understand, the weather's going to be fantastic.
Pretty good, yeah.
It was going to be 34 degrees. They've backed off that a little.
Is it a sellout, Jim?
Well, I haven't seen that it's a sellout. I'm sure it would be. Not yet.
There wouldn't be many tickets left, sure.
No. From what I understand, Canberra Raiders players are still struggling to get tickets for the families and so forth. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they get an allocation of 6 each.
Okay.
For the grand final. They'd get absorbed very quickly.
Do you find you get a lot of new friends this time of year?
A lot of new friends. Here we go. This is from Don from Carlton, who, when it comes to cynics, he's the cynics.
I prefer to look at it this way. He's got a different take on things. That's
okay.
All.
Don from Carlton. He's crawled out from underneath his Rockdale and said this. Cameron Smith retiring and passing up $1 million next year? You're kidding. The Melbourne Storm salary cap scandal, multiple career testimonials and Ringgate show that when all the people who love the dollar more than their mother gather at the pearly gates. Cameron will be at the front of the queue next to Jimmy Smith.
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Oh, Don. Come on, Don.
That's all right. But good morning, Don. Nice. He's got a nice little
You love Don. Yeah, your favourite. Let's go to the... Look at you. What do you want to give him a prize?
No, you're the prize giver away. I sacked myself from that job, remember? When we ran out of prizes after about a week.
You're the soft touch. Hello, Tony.
How you going, Jimmy?
Really well, mate. You ready for today?
Yeah, mate. I've been working all night. I'm going to jump in the car when I'm finished in about an hour, and then I'll drive to Sydney, and I'll be at the grand final by about 3 or 4 o'clock.
So, be careful, mate. Terrific. Be careful driving after work.
Mate, don't ride off the radars. It's amazing what the human body can do. That's for sure.
No doubt.
The best defense in the comp, and if you have a look at some stats from 89 to 2019. In 89, we finished fourth. This year, we finished fourth.
Mm-hmm.
In 89, we beat South to make the grand final. In 2019, we played South to make the grand final.
Yes.
Everyone's riding us off, exactly like what happened in 89. And we were beaten twice by the Tigers in 89 in the home and away season. And we're beaten twice by the Roosters in the home and away season this year.
Love your work, Tony. Love your work.
And another thing they've changed as well, there's no golden point this year. It's going to extra time. So my view is I reckon it'll probably be about 12 all, and Canberra will win by 2.
Oh, I like it.
Golden point. 14-12.
Hope you're right, Tony.
Jared Croker, penalty goal. All right, there you go.
Fantastic.
That's a dream.
I did speak to Les Bridge about, he loves his rugby league.
Loves his South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Great horseman, yeah.
Yes.
He said he think Roosters will win, but he said, and he brought up a 1969 grand, probably the biggest upset of them all, would you say, Jim, when the Tigers beat the then all-conquering South Sydney 13-2 by memory in the 69 grand final.
There was no market. Certainly there would have been a market available. It may not have been publicised. Who exactly kept that on the low, on the down low. But I think since 1999, the biggest outsider to win a grand final, since TAB's been keeping those prices, has been the Cronulla Sharks in 2016. They were $2.70 outsiders.
There you go.
So if the Canberra Raiders were to win today at $3, they'd be the biggest... It'd be the biggest upset in grand final history for the last 21 seasons.
Probably for 50. Well, South won 67, 68, 70, 71. Just that one year, the Tigers got them 69.
Yeah, incredible. Let's go back to the callers. Anthony is there. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning, Jimmy. Can I ask Ray,
that
owner last week, was he happy when the Sunday Telegraph left your race selections out of the paper a few weeks ago?
I don't know. It was resolved in-house, put it that way.
Oh, Anthony, can't you see it now? The phone call storming in. Thomas on the loose. He may have even loosened the tie to really have a go at someone internally.
Hey, Anthony, can I say none of that happened? As Jimmy said.
I don't know which one to believe, which story to believe. Listen, I'll make two great points about Cooper Cronk. Well, 2 points, it's up to you.
Hey, well, that's exactly it. We'll decide whether they're great or not, Anthony.
Quickly, the greatest moment started, the Guerin try in 1980.
Yes, great try.
But the 2 points, and I don't know if they're great or not. Ricky Stewart, point one, Ricky Stewart once said, halfbacks own the result of big matches. Cooper Cronk could be the first halfback since the great Peter Stillman to win back-to-back grand finals.
Yes.
And the second point is that, in my time anyway, the greatest game management halfbacks has been other great halfbacks, like Billy Smith, Peter Sterling, Andrew Johns. And as you said earlier, Cooper Cronk's got a better record than all of them. But you probably wouldn't pick him ahead of those three is your greatest halfbacks.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Like you, in 20 years' time, when you're reading the career of Cooper Cronk and you haven't seen the career of Cooper Cronk, you look at his numbers and you just go, "Wow, well, surely he must be the greatest halfback that's ever played the game."
Yeah. Different type of player, isn't he? He's just an organiser and game manager, isn't he? But he does his role so effectively, doesn't he?
Well, Zorba. Very interestingly, he said last week he thinks he could walk into a head coaching position next year.
And he's a strategist. He just thinks about the game so well, doesn't he? So Sterling was great with his passing and his ball game was fantastic. Andrew Johns was just a match winner. Billy Smith, Didn't see a lot of him play, Jim. What I did see was towards the end of his career, but people like Zorba would know him a lot more. But three great halfbacks. Cooper Cronk's up there.
Two good points, Anthony. We didn't decide that they were great. So don't like a chance.
He was on a high into nothing when he said that, wasn't he?
Hello, Michael.
Morning. Hello, boys.
Really
morning,
well, mate.
As a doggy supporter, I'm on the Raiders bandwagon, boys. I think the game that wins the Raiders the grand final this year is the game that everybody's forgetting about, the one they go to Melbourne a few weeks ago, playing the minor premiers, and beat them at their home ground. Most people rode them off that day. Mm. See what?
They're a team playing with self-belief, aren't they, Michael? That's the thing. So if they can hang in there and hang in there, just hang tough, which they do, you never know, the Roosters might get a bit nervous, Jim.
Well, that night, Michael, it's a really good point. And it is significant to go down there and beat Melbourne twice in the 1 year. They were down 18 points to nil. They had two players in the sin bin at different stages of that first half, and they won.
Yep.
I'll tell you what they got, the Raiders got, that Raiders don't. The Raiders got more mongrel players in their team. You think about the mongrels that they've got Hodgson, you don't know what they get from Bateman. You've got Leilua, you've got Papali. They've got that mongrel about them, if that makes any sense.
But they could give away penalties too, Michael.
Yeah, I know, but I reckon Ricky Stewart's going to come up with a game plan today that just wins them, and they're going to be talking about the game plan. They'll be talking about it for many years. Anyway, doggy supporter, but go the Raiders.
All right, there you go. Good on you. Thank you, Michael. I think that's clear. I think Dino said it last week on the program, but I think he's clear. If you're not a Roosters supporter, you're going for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think most people like that.
I think you're going for the
Raiders. But if the Roosters win, I think people will say, well, well-deserved. They're a great football team.
Yeah, all right. We've got another callers on the line. There's lots of callers on the line wanting to have their say. However, stay there. We'll get to you as soon as we can, because up next we'll have a chat with Tony McAvoy.
150 out. Purton starts pushing. Waikuku's running on. Kar Ying Star. But Beauty Generation starting to tire. But the champ is back in fine form. And Beauty Generation 10 in a row from Kar Ying Star.
And on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And that was the Hong Kong champ Beauty Generation winning during the week, back in winning form. And Tony McAvoy's champ, Sunlight. Yes, Jimmy?
Yes. What was Beauty Generation's name in Australia? It starts with M.
Yeah, Anthony Cummings trained it.
Starts with M. Mm. We'll look
I'll think
that
about up. It. Yeah. But as I was going to say, Tony McAvoy's champ, Sunlight, was back in winning form at Flemington yesterday in the Gilguy. Tony's on the line. Tony, good morning. And I remember after her first up run in Sydney, you were saying everything is on track. People were sort of questioning where the mare was at. You said, give her three runs, she'll be right for the Everest. She's spot on, Tony.
Yes, she is, Ray. Thank you. She's a tremendous mare, and she just takes a bit of racing. And I think that really strong run in the Moyer and then backing it up 8 days later yesterday has got her in great fettle. Mm.
Could it be any more perfect, Tony?
Well, we're not there yet.
Right.
We need she's in great shape. I'm just going to the stable now to have a look at her and... we just need the weather to be on our side. The Sydney weather's a bit unpredictable, as you guys would know, so we need a nice dry track for her, and she'll be right in the mix, I'd say.
Yeah, fingers crossed we'll get a dry track. Tony, you did say she needed those three runs, and yesterday led throughout. I guess when you're leading up the straight, you're a sitting shot, aren't you? But she's just too good at the moment when she finds a winning form.
Yeah, she is, Ray. She's three from three down the straight now. And the thing, the significant thing yesterday, she carried 58.
Yep.
That's a big weight for a mare, and she was absolutely fantastic and in for the fight.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's different with a straight run, obviously, but going the other way from a Sydney point of view, is she one that can adjust to that very quickly?
Yeah, look, Jimmy, she's won a Magic Millions. Her record on that leg is absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And she switches very easily, and we're very blessed. You know, she loves travel. She loves change. She just takes everything on board and doesn't give us any issues. She's a good doer, and we're very lucky that she's as tough as she is.
On that thought process then, Tony, what are you considering now for the next 2 weeks into the Everest? Do you bring her up to Sydney early? Do you leave her at home at Flemington another week? What are you thinking? How will she prepare now for the big one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, Ray, I'll just be watching her really closely over the next 48 hours to see what she's saying to me. But I think it'll come back to the weather. She's going to have a busy couple of weeks. I'm going to keep her right up to the mark. It's going to be a very big contest, this contest, on the 19th. So I think she's got some improvement still in her. I know that sounds silly to say, but she wasn't showing any ribs at all there yesterday, and I need to see a couple of those for the Everest. So she's got a couple more gallops to go to achieve that. And it's whether I do it here in Melbourne and take her up the week of the race, or whether I go up this week and finish it off in Melbourne, in Sydney, I should say. So I think I'll be watching the weather maps very closely. And if the weather's going to be quite good in Sydney, I'll probably take her there earlier than later.
Now, obviously, she is filling the slot holder from Max Whitby Syndicate. I'm going to give you a line of 4.5. You can say overs or unders the number of times that Max has contacted you on a daily basis in the lead up to the Everest, Tony.
Under.
Oh,
there
wow.
you go. There you go.
Wow. There
under.
You go.
I tell you what, I've found Max and Neil such a joy and a pleasure to have on our team coming into the Everest, or we being on their team, if you like. But,
yeah.
You know, those guys, they just get it, don't they? They understand it. They've been, it's not their first rodeo, and they've just been so supportive of everything we've done.
Yeah, right.
And, and no, Big Max, unless his phone's been playing up.
he's left you alone, Tony. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, I know you're concentrating on Sunlight, and I understand that, and I hope you don't think this is an unfair question, but as a rival trainer, what did you make of Sandra Anna Lane's run yesterday?
Yeah, look, I thought Sandra was incredible. He's an absolutely high-class sprinter that I've got so much time for. A couple of things I noted, Ray, was he melted a little bit in the paddock before. It wasn't that warm here, but he got himself very warm. He was a bit excited to be back to the track, and he certainly looked to me like he had a lot more to come. And so, you know, I think Anthony's done a great job getting him first up to run as well as he did. Like, he ran home incredible sectionals, and yeah, he's going to be a player. He really is going to be a player. He's a high-class horse. So I was hoping that he was going to be further back than that yesterday.
Big
days all the way through the spring, and, of course, we are looking forward to that. Just a couple of weeks away
for the
Everest. Yeah, Tony, congratulations. The performance of Sunlight yesterday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony McAvoy there, an outstanding performance from Sunlight, right in the market there
at
the Everest, and Santa Ana Lane as well too. Yeah, so really interesting. Just before we get to Tan for the first time with scratchings around the country, we've got a few more moments in grand finals. This is a good one. I love it when people have long memories, Ray. Mm. Hey, Jimmy and Ray, the moment that changed the game in the 2013 Grand Final was James Maloney's forward pass to Anthony Minicello, which led to a try for them to take the lead from the Bomaderry Eagle.
He's right on. He's all over it.
Well, just, I thought line ball, Bomaderry, but anyway, that was just me. Jimmy and Ray, the 81 Grand Final, Tommy scores. Yee-haw, we've got him. But no, instead, 8,972 tears rolled down me cheeks. By the way, good luck to the mighty Newtown Jets today in the Interstate Challenge. On your boys, Lynchy.
Saw Tommy on Monday.
How is he?
Yeah, he's actually looking in really good nick.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's on this specialised treatment, and he said he's got a tough battle ahead, but
sure.
He certainly looks more robust than he did 6 months ago, so it's good to see Tommy in fine form.
Had his Jets jacket on.
He did, yeah.
He?
His Newtown Jets jacket.
Did he really?
But
yeah.
I did have to say, I was going for Wentworth Phil.
But he was okay with
that. Bring him down a peg.
The feeder too.
But he was okay with that.
Totally understandable. Yeah. Morning, Tan.
Good morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today is at Cootamundra and Ballina, Toowoomba in Queensland, and Port Lincoln in South Australia. Starting with Cootamundra, the weather is fine. The track a good 3. The rail is normal, and there are 16 scratchings. Race 1, take out 2, Danish Hussar, and 6, Luberon, 2 and 6. Race 2, number 6, Molly Will, and 11, Boxing, 6 and 11. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, take out 6, The Inflamer, number 6. Race 5, number 1, Oz Street, 6, Trapper Tom, and 10, Witchblade, 1, 6 and 10. Race 6, number 8, Bulara Lass, 14, Tamanik Gap, 15, Stafford, and 16, Isle Lod, 8, 14, 15, and 16. From race 7, number 1, Jawal, and 8, Pink Mascata, 1 and 8. And race 8, number 3, O Princess, and 7, Blazing Diamond, 3 and 7 from race 8 at Cootamundra. Ballina, the weather is fine, the track a good 4, the rail true, and 23 scratchings. Out of race 1, number 8, Applicant, 13, Rocket Royale, 14, Wausiwi, and 15, Business as Usual, 8, 13, 14, and 15. Race 2, number 4, Usurp, number 4. From race 3, number 6, Angiari, 7, Gilded Lion, and 8, Mary Reed, 6, 7, and 8. Race 4, number 1, Call Him What You Want, 2, Atlantic King, and 14, Wind River, 1, 2, and 14. From race 5, number 2, Major Oak, 11, Run Amok, 14, Hannah from Havana, and 15, I Did It My Way, 2, 11, 14, and 15. Race 6, Take Out 6, Take O Boom, number 6 from the 6th. Race 7, number 2, Column, and 12, Not Wise Everything. Now Is Everything, 2 and 12 from race 7. And race 8, number 1, Shirazzle, 3, Super Kids, 6, Painted Wolf, 13, Shin Star, and 15, Tijan. 1, 3, 6, 13 and 15 from race 8 at Ballina. Our Toowoomba, these are just updated scratchings with daylight savings. They're going to come to us later than normal. The weather is fine, the track a good 4, the rail at 2 metres the entire course, penetrometer 4.6, and at the moment just 6 scratchings. The first is clear, race 2, number 12, so Gary, number 12, race 3, number 7, Captain Crumpet, number 7, the 4th and 5th race are clear, race 6, take out number 2, She's in a Jam, and 10, In Your Element, 2 and 10, from race 7, number 7, Mojos, number 7, and race 8, number 6, Emperor Star. Number 6 from race 8 at Toowoomba.
Thanks, Tan. Cootamundra Cup Day. Off we go for tips. Oh, thanks, Marcus. Montaigne.
Montaigne.
Always been a new generation with them. Australia. That's yes. Right, yeah. Cootamundra Cup Day. Jimmy's old haunt.
Yes.
Do you go to Cootamundra Cup, mate? Or?
Not often.
Okay. We'll bookend the meeting. Race 1, number 4, Swan Island. Into race 8, number 5, Parliament.
Matty Dale.
Yep. And then Ballina. Race 4, number 4, Alignment. Into Bet of the Day. Race 8, number 2, Bazzoni. And you're writing them down diligently, Jimmy. Well done.
Thank you, Raymond. 2 minutes past 8 here. We're a little bit late for the news. We'll get to the news and then after the news. Guess what? He's back again.
Zorba.
He's gone back to back in the studios. Zorba.
I'm Sarah Womby. The federal government has allocated $3 million into further research on the benefits of medicinal cannabis. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the money will enable a closer look at how effectively cannabis can relieve pain and manage symptoms and side effects for cancer patients. He says already more than 11,000 patients have been approved access to medicinal cannabis.
It's clear that it's succeeding and that patients are benefiting. What we wanted to do is look at the next phase of support for patients. It's about reducing pain, reducing symptoms and improving quality of life.
Australian states that follow daylight saving are now running 1 hour ahead. Residents in New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania have all moved forward 1 hour. University of Sydney Professor Tim Benning says Australia's three standard time zones have split into five.
The southeastern states, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, go into summertime but Queensland doesn't. South Australia goes into summertime but Northern Territory doesn't. And Western Australia doesn't. So that's five different time zones across the country, which is actually quite a lot.
The recent warm weather in Victoria has seen a spate of uncontrolled burn-offs causing concerns for CFA brigades across the state, prompting a warning for property owners to register their burn-off and check the local conditions. Fire restrictions are already in place across Gippsland and will come into force in most other parts of Victoria in coming weeks. The CFA is also warning campers to ensure that campfires are properly extinguished. Australian troops deployed to the Middle East are showing their support ahead of today's NRL Grand Final. Up to 1,300 servicemen and women are in the region at the moment. The crew will be taking time out from their duties to watch the highly anticipated game between the Sydney Roosters and Canberra Raiders. According to the Weather Bureau, it's expected to remain clear for this evening's Grand Final in Sydney. Overseas, anti-terror prosecutors in France now say that the police worker who killed four colleagues in Paris had converted to Islam 10 years ago and recently showed signs of radicalisation. The man was shot dead after Thursday's knife attack. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
France's chief anti-terrorism prosecutor, Jean-François Ricard, gave more detail on what's known about Michael Harpon. For example, recently the man's behaviour had changed and he no longer wanted to have personal contact with women. At his local mosque, he no longer wore Western clothes. He was heard justifying certain attacks carried out in the name of Islam, and he associated with people known to belong to the Salafist movement. There's astonishment and anger now that none of this was ever spotted.
And the UN Human Rights Chief is questioning an emergency measure by authorities in Hong Kong to ban the wearing of face masks. Pro-democracy demonstrators have taken to the streets in defiance of the ban in what has become the 18th consecutive week of protests. Michelle Bachelet says she's concerned about the police and the protesters.
We are troubled by the high levels of violence associated with some demonstrations and also alarmed by the injuries to the police and protesters. And I strongly condemn all acts of violence and I call on all those responding to demonstration and those engaged in protest to do so in a peaceful and non-violent way.
This is Air News. It's NRL Grand Final day for the Sydney Roosters and Canberra Raiders. The Roosters will be looking to become the first side since the Broncos in 1992-93 to win back-to-back premierships, while the Raiders will be aiming for their first flag since 1994. The Wallabies have jumped to the top of their pool at the Rugby World Cup with a 45-10 group stage victory over Uruguay. England has secured its place in the quarterfinals with a 39-10 win over Argentina. Japan defeated Samoa 38-19. Australia has beaten Sri Lanka in the opening match of the Women's One Day International Series in Brisbane. The Aussies finished their 50 overs at 8 for 281 and bowled Sri Lanka out for 124 in the 41st over. Captain Meg Lanning was pleased with the result.
I thought Sri Lanka bowled pretty well. They kept it tight and they were able to take wickets throughout as well, which was probably the reason that we fell a little bit short of what we would have liked. But, you know, I think all in all, it was a pretty good performance.
In the AFL, young Carlton star Charlie Curnow has dislocated his right kneecap playing basketball. In the English Premier League, wins to Brighton, Burnley, Aston Villa and Liverpool, Watford and Sheffield United played out a draw. Frenchman Fabio Quartararo has earned pole position for the Thai MotoGP. And Australian UFC middleweight champion Robert Whittaker has weighed in marginally heavier than opponent Israel Adesanya for his title defence at Melbourne's Marvel Stadium today. Australian Independent Radio News.
On Coffs Harbour, 107.1 FM. Gloucester, 99.3 FM. Coolah, 87.6 FM. And Leeton, 87.6 FM. You're listening to Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Mum, it's the biggest sale in over 60 years at Bingley.
What's the big picture?
Picture this. The Miele Blizzard CX1 Comfort Vacuum for $4.99, save $50. And a Hitachi 466 litre bottom mount fridge, just $9.99, save $300.
Big.
It gets bigger. We've got an Omega 14 place setting dishwasher, $499, save $80. Plus a bonus $50 Woolworths e-gift card.
Big.
Come and see the big deals on now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yep.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
DFO's big brand sale is on today and tomorrow at DFO Homebush. Shop designer brands like Kate Spade, Coach, Oraton, Champion, Asics and more. Need DFO. In Lansvale, eastbound traffic still being affected on the Hume near Cabramatta Road East after an earlier car on fire. In Westmead, the T-Way bus lanes between Hawkesbury and Darcy Roads are closed for roadworks. And in South Penrith, roadworks continue on Frogmore Road between the Northern Road and Simeon Road. It's Super Weekend at Myer today. Save across a wide range of fashion, homewares and electrical available online and in-store. Hurry in and shop at Myer. Offers end tomorrow. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, Interstate Weather.
Okay, national weather today. Sydney cloud clearing a top of 23. Melbourne, possible shower, top of 24 today. Brisbane, cloud clearing and 28 degrees. Perth, partly cloudy, a top of 22. Adelaide has a shower or two and 19 degrees. Hobart, a few showers, top of 21. Darwin, top of 34 and sunny. And the nation's capital on grand final day, Canberra, becoming windy, partly cloudy, a top of 29 degrees.
To Flannery to Rickardson, Rickardson to Fletcher. Fletcher puts the arm up and he goes over. Fletcher scores. Now it's one-way traffic. The Roosters are now dominating the Warriors at the back end of the grand final.
Yes, in this instance, your will and your fortitude, it starts to wear thin. You realise you can't win the game and all of a sudden tiredness hits you.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It is grand final day and we're all excited about that. Roosters up against the Raiders. It's going to be a classic out there at ANZ Stadium. As a result of that, he did it last week. We talked him into doing it again. We've prized him out of his comfy chair at home and now he's down sitting in the studio. Welcome, Zorb.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. Hey, well, Pete. We're here again, grand final. Great day.
You must go back to 1973. On days like this, go back to 1973, because that was arguably the biggest moment of your career.
Yeah, I do. I go back to that and the bus trip to the cricket ground, and we had to smuggle my dad in, and he came in with us. And
Wait, hang on. What do you mean you had to smuggle him in?
Well, I wanted to get him into the dressing room to watch the game
right
on the balcony at the cricket ground.
Yes.
And so we put him in charge of the ice for the day. So he came on the bus and sat on the bus with me, next to me. And
wow.
And then they threw him in the bath with me after it. And I remember in 2008, we played a game at the cricket ground against Parramatta. And I walked to the bathroom, still the same.
Yes.
You know, just magnificent. Yes. I love that. So I'm in my club suit because I was footy manager at the time. And I just hopped in the bath because my dad had passed away. And
yes,
it was just a great moment for me. I just wanted to sort of sit in the bath in my suit and just reminisce a little bit. And one of the players came out and was going to the toilet and saw me sitting in the bath. He's gone to the doctor. He said, "Listen, I think poor old dude
had too many concussions.
I think he's gone. We might have to take him out."
He might have been right, though, right?
He probably was.
Hey, Zorb, a lot of players we've had on this program talk about those grand final winning sides that they played in and how they become a special moment in their lives. Do you get a chance to get together with the 73 team very often?
Well, a couple of them have died, unfortunately, and that makes me, you know, feel A, old, and B, very sad, particularly because one was John O'Neill, who was just indestructible.
Yeah.
I never thought he would pass away like he did. And then the late, great Ken Irwin, scorer of the most tries and just a fantastic guy and fitness fanatic, world professional 100-metre sprint champion as well. And, you know, knowing those guys aren't with us anymore, that's sad. But when I do catch up, and, of course, my greatest mate, Bob Fulton, was the star of the show
there. Two tries in that grand final.
And it was a tough game. Malcolm really remains very close.
Yes.
Yeah, and, yeah, all the boys do. Ray Brennigan, I don't see too much, but what a player. Terry Randall, still good mates with Terry. And Freddie Jones. Freddie's one of a kind. But, yeah, no, it's great.
1973, as you mentioned, and they did retrospective Clive Churchill medals, which I think is a fantastic thing that they go back, because it wasn't handed out until 1986.
Oh, Peter Sterling.
No, well, unfortunately, you missed out on that day. Bob Fulton.
That's say Bozo would have got it.
Yeah, Bob Fulton got it in 1973.
I would think so, too. You're talking about great upsets, and I heard you on the way in talking about 1969. That was my first year in the semis. I'd left Parramatta, and 69 I played with Manly, and we got beaten on the bell by Balmain.
Right.
George Rubner scored a try in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the game won and lost it in the last moments. And then they went out the next week and beat South Sydney against the odds. They slowed the game down. Alan Fitzgibbon played in that Balmain side and then went down the coast and coached, and of course his son came through and was a great player with the Roosters, wonderful player.
1968 grand final, Manly with 8 or 9 local juniors playing, are pressing the opponent's line, a cutout pass is thrown and Mike Cleary, the South winger, intercepts, runs 80 yards to seal a 13-9 victory. C'est la vie. Ron from Port Macquarie.
Well, 1968, that was the year before I joined Manly.
Here's another one. This is because we've asked people to give their grand final moments. 1981, of course, Parramatta beat Newtown. The official crowd was 57,333. If you turn that upside down, it has to be the Eels.
Clever.
That is very clever. Yeah. That is very clever. Right, during the course of the week, we've had our Dally M winner announced. No shocks there for you, Zorb?
James Tedesco.
Yeah.
Oh, what a player.
Unbelievable.
In 2012, I got a call from a mate of mine who was a mad West Tiger supporter, and he was a great friend of James Tedesco. He said, can you get Brett Stewart, who was in his prime then, to send a text message to young James Tedesco, who's playing his first game for West Tigers at Leichhardt against Cronulla.
Yes.
And he did his knee.
Yes.
Brett kindly sent the text, and I know it meant a lot to Teddy. And then I had the pleasure of taking him away when I was the media manager, the Greek media manager for the Italian side in the 2013 World Cup. And, of course, James was in that side. I got to know him pretty well and to watch him play. And he had to play centre because Mini was fullback. Anthony Minicello was the Italian captain. And Teddy played centre, scored a try against Wales at Cardiff Arms Park in the opening game. But the week before, Italy played England in a fully blown trial to be the prelude of the World Cup.
Yes.
I walked into William Hill, bookmakers over in England, and Italy were getting 54.5 start.
Oh, here we go.
We were getting £20 a day to live off.
Right.
As an official, I was unable to bet, but plenty of dads were on the tour. So I've talked them into having a bet.
A little something on
here. How hard was that to talk them into having a bet?
Not hard.
Right, okay.
But ironically, the biggest upset in rugby league history, Italy beat the Burgess boys and England at Salford's home ground.
The Willows? Or was it Bell Stadium?
It's at Bell Stadium, yeah. AJ Bell Stadium. Well, halfway through the second half, we're in front, and the coach takes off several of our star players, including our goal kicker and Tedesco and Mini. And I've gone, I said, Coach, are you crazy? He said, what do you mean? I said, you're on the verge of the greatest upset in rugby league history, and you've taken your best players off. Put them back on and win the bloody game. And he did. And, of course, he was first in the photo.
Should be news
after the game. But the dads really celebrated. We had a good tour.
By the way, 26-6. Toronto over Featherston in that million-pound game, they call it.
Mm.
Toronto Wolfpack will be playing in the English Super League next year.
Well, talking about English Super League, what about Jackson Hastings? He's driven his side, Salford, your old side,
I love it.
His old team. Into the Super League grand final.
Best player on ground.
Again, yes. And I said last week...
You did?
If I was Brisbane, or maybe even the Roosters, I would get him back. The kid... What has he done wrong in comparison to what others have done in our game? He got offside with a few teammates. I know that. But it's up to the coach to be able to handle that.
Mm.
But Jackson Hastings was a schoolboy star. He is now... It's taken a bit of time for a penny to drop.
Yes.
But I would take a plunge on him.
Mm. Yeah, no, fair
enough. I'm still filthy on the way that my club, Manly, handled his exit. They booted him out.
Mm. He's a good player. He may come back to the NRL. Okay, so grand final today. Cooper Cronk is still playing. It's his last game. Jimmy thinks it'll be the Roosters by more than 12. How can the Raiders win this game if they are to win it, Zorb?
All pray at once.
You're with me, aren't you?
I'm 13-plus Roosters.
They've got this self-belief, though, the Raiders. Yeah. They just don't give up.
The Roosters are primed.
Yeah.
We're talking about Melbourne Cup, and I go to you for the Melbourne Cup. And I've asked you this morning. I'm way behind this year, but you've helped me out.
Finch, go, you good thing.
Okay, but Robinson has timed this beautifully again. They are ready to go. He's even had his prop forward arrested through the judiciary.
Well, you reckon he did that deliberately?
No, he didn't do it. It's fallen into place. As I said, I listened on the way in. I'm like you. I think that Jake Friend will play.
Yep.
And that's a shame for the kid. He's done really well, Sam Verrills. He's got star of the future. But I just can't see any way that Canberra can match it in the back line. Whiten's playing really well, but they have a big weakness in the centre in Joey Leilua. His defence is not good. He's prone to giving away stupid penalties. He'll give away two or three in a game. Mm. He wouldn't be in that Canberra side if I was picking it.
What side does he defend on?
He defends on the
right,
yeah.
What's coming down the left-hand side at him?
Exactly.
Luke Keary and Boyd Cordner and James Tedesco and Latrell Mitchell and Daniel Tupou.
Well, I just think Tupou is one of the most underrated wingers that I've seen. He always has a great season.
Yeah.
You can't out-jump him.
No.
Yeah. He's got great hands. He's got great skill. And he combines well with Tedesco and Latrell as well. Luke Keary, his duel with Whiten will be vital today.
Yes.
I think Josh Papali's played really well this year. But don't throw at me that he's the best prop in the comp. I mean, he's been the best prop in the last couple of weeks. But if you're going to be the best prop in the comp, you go through the whole season.
Well, here's the thing. CSEWA Taukeiaho, and if you look at him... His numbers are just superb. Mm. He's coming from the bench, or so we believe.
Mm.
You know, that's the type of depth that the Roosters have at the moment. Just on Robinson, and I was looking at this because of he and Bellamy going head-to-head last week. And you could argue they're probably 1-2, 2-1, whichever way you want to look at it, in the competition at the moment. But if you look through history, the greatest coaches of all time, those two are right now in the top 10.
Mm.
Certainly Bellamy's the top 5.
He would have been my coach of the year, Trent Robinson.
Right.
For what he's done again. It's too hard to win a comp. I mean, here we are looking at Canberra. They haven't been in one. They haven't won one for 25 years. That's how bloody hard they are to win.
Yes.
And here's this bloke. He's come back from France and has just revolutionised his side. I saw them in a trial, which meant nothing because they rested everybody, but just their behaviour, their closeness, their mateship, the way they cleaned their private box at Central Coast Stadium after they enjoyed watching the trial together. I was in the next open air box to them,
yes,
and I know a few of them very well, and just talking to them, they had great belief. And the coach was there with them until the game started, and he went up and sat with his assistant coaches and dissected the trial. But everything they do is professional. They are now the benchmark. They are ahead of the Melbourne Storm in what they do. They don't get the credit for it. They're hated because outside of the Roosters fans, because they are the best. This used to be Manly. It's no longer. It's Melbourne to a state, to a degree, but it's the Roosters now, and they'll have the crowd against them, but they'll win the game. They'll win clearly.
Yeah, we'll delve into that a little bit later. We'll go to a break very shortly, but just on that. And by the way, you made mention of that on this very program at that time, during the trial game.
Yeah,
at the start of this year, you made exact reference to that. Look, good news from a Manly point of view. Marty Tapau and Dylan Walker have signed, but when they said Manly trumpet
two
new signings, everyone went, the Trbojevic? No news on the Trbojevic brothers.
Well, we did break Dylan Walker here last week.
You did, yes.
And I said there's no trouble with the Trbojevics. Dez is not Dez without any...
Jimmy's smelling a rat already.
Now, where's the third-party deals?
No, they won't take third-party deals.
Because they're worried about them falling through?
Well, everyone is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Manly's record in that area is not good.
Right. Right.
Let's face it. But they've finally got a CEO that knows something. We might get an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 CEO now in Stephen Humphries, who comes to the game with a great background. We've had 2 out of 10s for about the last half a dozen non-performers.
You're right of the ship, Zorb. You're right.
Telling
of the
it
ship.
Like it is on a Sunday morning, 13:53.
And maybe I'm being over
generous. You're being generous?
Yeah. There's a couple of ones.
No names, no pack drill. But if you want names, he'll give you that as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You can have a call. Give a call to us and have your say with Zorba. 13:53:53.
To get the most out of your spring racing experience, be sure to visit the Doncaster Hotel, Sydney's true home of racing. Located just a 5-minute stroll down Doncaster Avenue from Randwick Racecourse, the Doncaster is the place to be and be seen pre and post race for Sydney's racing crowd. Take advantage of the Doncaster's full tap facilities. Enjoy a meal in their renowned restaurant or just dance and sing the night away to the music of DJ Carbolic. Get the good oil and a cold beer at the Doncaster Hotel, where racing people go.
In the courtyard of a pub, some people get to talking and decide to split a bag of peanuts or go halves in a bowl of chips. Others consider sharing something bigger, like a cheese board. Then there are those who go, how about everybody chips in and buys a racehorse? They soon realise that's unlikely. So they get excited about taking out a group quaddy together instead. We're those people. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wide Line Windows and Doors state-of-the-art Liverpool showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wide Line Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yep.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
I got her. San Giovanni plays all around the Yorker from Perry. And that is the worst of all possible starts for Sri Lanka.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Are they 2-1?
Yeah, all right. We'll cover that, Zorba. Welcome back to the program. Zorba, as you heard, is in the studio. Happy to take your calls. Just before we get to that, got to go to this text that's been sent in. By the way, give us your big grand final moment for your chance to win the Wingman beer. People's Publican at Queanbeyan. What a great job Ricky has done with the Raiders. My kids and I are on the way to the game. My pub ready to rock. Go Raiders. Now, he sent some photos in. Lots of posters up of the Canberra Raiders star, but tell you what, this is distressing.
There's chooks in there. Admittedly, they're plastic chickens. Yeah. They're hanging from the roof. And they've got that one. Look, one, Tedesco. He's got the Dally M medal on, too.
Six,
Keary. 12, Cordner.
Jeez, Keary's a skinny looking little chook, isn't he? He's a spatchcock.
Thank you, People's Publishing.
And just a quick on our talk topic, great grand final moments. Jimmy Ray and Zorba, Benji's flick pass in 2005, and Chris Hyington's post-match interview with Matty Johns regards the Dundas Tiger. My son and I were sitting right on that point.
Yeah, it was about brilliant.
Three rows up when Benji did the flick pass.
He's
right
still playing the game. It's amazing.
And still playing well.
He still had a bit to do, though, Paddy Richards. Everyone forgets that.
Yeah,
he still had a bit to do.
I tried to get Paddy Richards to Manly when I saw him play at Parramatta, and I couldn't get him and almost got him, but... he was a good winger. Went to England and just killed him.
Should have told him you play him for the Manly Cricket Club as well.
Yeah,
you know he played first grade cricket?
Batsman or bowler?
Bowler.
Is he? Okay.
Pat Richards.
Okay. Yep. Tall and
great athlete. Great athlete.
Amazing athlete. Let's get to the caller. Shane's on the line.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Morning,
really
Shane.
Well, mate. What do you got for Zorb?
Great to hear you, Zorb, back on air. Listen, the constant criticism of Cameron Smith, I'll give you the three reasons why he won't retire. The three antagonists that's harassing him, their show rate's lower than world movies on SBS. Right?
To whom do you refer?
Well, you know who I'd refer to, Jim, the 360 crew.
Right.
Iron Chef gets high ratings than that. the second one is the Storm are lucky to play three games a year in Sydney. That's a fact. They might play four, so they don't have to put up with the Sydney nuff-nuff. The fourth one, the third one, the most important one is $1.2 million a year plus $400,000 a year in third-party deals off Carlton and Otter Brewery. He's not going to give that up.
No.
He'll be back next year. And you know what? Nobody's heard from Cam. It's all come from second-hand sources.
Yeah, it all goes back to ABBA, doesn't it? Money, money, money.
I reckon
he's got the look of a Scrooge McDuck.
Well,
he looks like an accountant.
We had your mate Don from Carlton talk about the exact same reason why he would not be going away from another season going around. I'd be shocked.
He's still playing so well.
Exactly.
He was great last few games. Yeah.
I think we've got Chock on the line.
Yeah.
You there, Chock?
How you going, buddy?
Really well, mate. What do you got for us?
2008 Grand Final, Manly 40-0. What a mob of champions.
At the whole game at the moment, was it Chock?
Yeah, that's it.
Chock, the greatest moment in that game that I remember and I will remember forever was when Steve Menzies went off the field.
Yes.
Now, he was actually going for a toilet stop and up the tunnel, and Channel 9 commentator said, well, that's the end of the Beaver. He's going to go out with a win, but he's out of the game. And then a few minutes later, back on, and then Michael Robertson had scored three tries. The pass back inside to Beaver, and Beaver scored.
Beaver.
And the cry went up.
Yeah.
And... you're talking about Andrew Johns and Cooper Cronk.
We'll dump that. Yep.
Okay.
All right, we appreciate that. 1353 53 is the open line number. We need to be a little bit careful. We might have to take an ad break to catch us up to date. Is that right? Yeah, so we'll get to that. I just want to ask you before we go to that break, Zorb, and make sure you keep giving us a call on 1353 53. The experience that the Roosters have in grand finals. So I know there's a lot of state of origin and test matches and so forth for Queensland, but for Canberra. But if you look at it, and I was listening to the Gaskill podcast on the way here, if Jake Friend plays, the Roosters have 31 grand finals of experience. The Canberra Raiders have one, Joey Leilua.
Got to be there, got to experience it. It's too big a game, it's too big a stage. And you can play your game in nervous energy in the first 20 minutes, and that's the mistake that teams make that haven't had the experience of being.
But you don't think Ricky Stewart, being the player and coach of his experience, would be fully aware of that and have his players ready to rock and roll right
from the
start?
Look, they'll
be
perfectly prepared, and Ricky will have done everything. And look, I remember when he first coached the Roosters, and they said it was impossible to go to England and win a World Club Challenge. He meticulously planned that months ahead, and they went over there and creamed it. He's a great coach. He just hasn't had the cattle in previous years, and I think that, you know, this will be the start of of a campaign that will eventually bring Canberra a comp, but, you know, you've
you
got to be in one to win one.
Fair enough.
All right, there we go. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream.
It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
This girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I don't know. Okay.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill, and Stevie Payne as himself.
The most out of your spring racing experience. Be sure to visit the Doncaster Hotel, Sydney's true home of racing. Located just a 5-minute stroll down Doncaster Avenue from Ramwick Racecourse, the Doncaster is the place to be and be seen pre and post race for Sydney's racing crowd. Take advantage of the Doncaster's full tap facilities. Enjoy a meal in their renowned restaurant or just dance and sing the night away to the music of DJ Carbolic. Get the good oil and a cold beer at the Doncaster Hotel, where racing people go.
In the courtyard of a pub, some people get to talking and decide to split a bag of peanuts or go halves in a bowl of chips. Others consider sharing something bigger, like a cheese board. Then there are those who go, how about everybody chips in and buys a racehorse? And they soon realise that's unlikely. So they get excited about taking out a group quaddie together instead. We're those people. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet jacks, stackers and order pickers to their market-leading Toyota counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit Toyota Material. Handling.com.au.
He's close. Dempsey. Getting up. Slipper. Slipper. James Slipper. It's taken 94 games for James Slipper. Finally. Finally has a try for Australia.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program, Zorbs. The Blake's having a go at us, Zorb, about tipping the favourites. Hang on, we're tipping them 13 plus, though, aren't we?
We are, and who's the bloke that's saying it?
Grey Toad.
He's not even a real one.
That's right.
He's grey, he's old.
That's right. Hey, boys, 1975 Grand Final, massive head clash between the wingers Ian Schubert and Lord Ted. So what do they do? Whack him in the second row. That'll fix him.
Interesting, isn't
Matt
it?
Matt Shookey.
I keep saying it, but in 2014, South wouldn't have won the grand final because the HIA would have ruled Sam Burgess out of the game in the opening few minutes.
Good point. Do you reckon it would have been ruled out? I reckon
he would. Absolutely.
I reckon he passes that concussion test.
Oh, no way.
I reckon he passes it.
No doctor could have passed him.
I reckon he... Anyway.
No way in the world.
Anyway, just before we go into calls, we want to get your thoughts. Okay, you said 13 plus. You better give us your first try scorer and you also better give us your Clive Churchill medalist.
Well, that's easy. Cooper Cronk will be my Clive Churchill medal winner.
Okay.
Because he'll steer them around, he'll put them into a position, and he deserves a fairy tale ending for what he's done for the game, what his record is in the game. He's the best halfback I've seen since Andrew Johns.
Fair enough.
Ooh.
And by a long, long way.
Right. So Joey's not that long ago. So.
No, but I'm going back a long way.
Yeah.
I'm including all the great halfbacks in that.
Okay.
I'm including the Sterlings and the Billy Smiths and the Steve Mortimers and all of those.
So you've got him second. You've got him ahead of Jonathan Thurston.
Yes.
Gee, big call.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Jonathan Thurston was a brilliant, brilliant individual player. This guy is a second coach on the field. Mm. The little things that he does, the defence, his defence is so much better than Jonathan Thurston's, who was a bit of a spot. But Thurston's great goal kicking, his wonderful skill with the ball.
And his will to win.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not in any way underplaying him, but this bloke, who was not a halfback early in his career.
All right, there you go. Let's get to these callers. There's lots there, so we can go straight into Bob. G'day, Bob.
Morning, fellas. I actually agree with Zorba there, so that's a bit scary.
You've been sitting in baths in your suit.
No, but I tell you what, I have a memorable moment. They're the things that you just close your eyes and you can still see. Mm. And it's the 2003 grand final. Before kickoff, they went into both dressing rooms. The Roosters guys all looked on edge. Then they went to Preston Campbell, laying on a massage table, laughing his head off. And I thought, these boys are chilled. They are ready for this match. And that's an image that will stay with me forever.
Yeah, pressure is such an understated thing, isn't it? It can get to certain players, can't it, Saul?
It can. In sport, it's a remarkable thing. I was talking to Tanya outside before coming in, and she's made the grand final of the netball with these old chooks. And they've drawn with the young hotshots that
you mightn't get out of here alive. Hey,
hang on. Your words not mine.
She's a dumb button again. I can say that about her because I remember when she was in the Parramatta Cheergirls.
Yes,
there you go.
I had my binoculars on her.
Let's go quickly now to caller four. Adrian is there. Hello, Adrian.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Really well, mate. What do you got for us all?
A couple of things. I can't believe I'm going to say this. It's like pepper in my mouth, but I agree with you. And it's the only thing I want to agree with you on, Zorb.
What was that? You agree on what?
Yeah, just with Cooper Cronk being better than Thurston. I'm actually rating better than John's. His record speaks for itself, Cooper Cronk. He's an
absolute amazing record,
player.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He's a winner. Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with you in 2014, mate, because Hodgson didn't get HIA against us. I don't think he would have passed it anyway. Unit.
Very good point.
And, mate, it doesn't matter. The person who broke that game market in 2014 was Big Georgie Burgess with his run, mate, and that's my grand final moment. Mm. Tonight's game, 26-10, Roosters, unfortunately. It'll be a Cooper Cronk with a man of the match.
Yep.
And I reckon Joey Manu will score a double.
Yeah. Joey Manu, there we go.
Joey Manu, mate. Yeah. He'll score first try. He'll probably score two tries in the game. He's an unbelievable talent.
Good he's playing well. Adrian. Good on you, Adrian. Thank
good
you
call, Adrian. Good
only
call
Joey Manu to Tupu or Latrell Mitchell for a try.
Yeah, yep, any-time try-scorer. Yeah. Any-time try-scorer. Yeah. Just before we go to our next caller, call now if you'd like to be a part of the Event Cinemas quiz. Call now. If you'd like to
score
be
update,
a part...
Does it matter? Or?
Yes, it does matter.
What's the score?
Well, you tell me.
I've forgotten. I'm
You've
sorry.
Got it written on the fridge at home, don't lie. 22-17, your favour.
Little corner of your...
22-17.
That's right, you won last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're in winning form.
Drag myself back into it. Let's go to John's on the line. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, Jimmy. How you going, mate? All right?
Very well, mate. What do you got for us today, Johnny?
Morning, John.
Mate, just quickly, a couple of things. The myth, the Furby. That is the 1969 grand final being such an upset. It's an overblown legend, fellas. I'm a Tigers fan. I grew up in Leichhardt and distinctly remember that grand final. There was nothing between Balmain and South during that season. In the competition proper, they won one game each. In the preliminary, in the major semi-final, Balmain only lost to South, I think, by 1 or 2 points.
But hang on a sec. They were odds on.
They were odds on, Zorba, because of the great side that they had. If you look at the history of those five grand finals, you look at the other side, two sides that played on either side of 69, their record was not as good against South as what Balmain was in that competition proper.
No, but you can't escape the fact that all the money was on South Sydney
international-laden team
to win that competition by a big margin on grand final day, and the fact that Balmain upset them, it's not described as one of the upsets for nothing. I played in the final the week before, and we had Balmain done. They scored in the last minute. Then I didn't give them a chance to beat South Sydney, and they did.
Yeah, good on you, Johnny. Thanks for that. The other thing about it is, too, no Arthur Beaton. In that grand final.
No,
he was out suspended, wasn't he?
He was, right? Yeah. And interesting about that final series. What position did the great Johnny Raper. That was his last year with St George. And I played in the game against in his last game against him. What position did he play?
5'8".
He did.
Okay.
5'8". Then he went to Western Newcastle, who now own the Knights.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you, John. We do appreciate it. He's agreeing to disagree.
That's right.
Is on that one.
Simple facts are, the bookies had South Sides on.
Long odds on.
Yeah, that's right. That, yeah. Not as old as you, Zorba. That's from Great Age.
You turn serve, yeah.
The intercept try by Bob McGrath. No, but he's Great Age. He said not as old as you, Zorba. No, there's no way you're grey. Have a look at it. The Just for Men has been going in for 2 decades, hasn't
what?
It?
What?
Exactly. Intercept try by Bob McCarthy, 1967 Grand Final. He ran 80 metres for South to beat Canterbury, 12-10, and end the 11 straight premierships of St George. That's Bob from Dubbo. Good on you, Bob. Thank you very much. Now, call now if you'd like to be a part of the quiz. Call now, 1353-53. Celebrate the 20th anniversary of Metallica's groundbreaking S&M concert and album at Event Cinemas on the 9th and the 11th of October. What are you nodding for, Ray?
That'll be fantastic.
Will you and Tanya be going to this one?
Bit busy that week, mate.
Including Metallica's classics from the 1999 S&M release, as well as symphonic versions of new songs. This theatrical release gives millions of fans the chance to experience the show as a modern-day big-screen concert. Head over to eventcinemas.com.au to grab your tickets now. All right, producer Steve is in.
Coin toss time.
Coin toss. Okay, my turn to call. I'll head him up. Thanks very much. Head him up. There's the toss on the ground.
Ball.
What's it gone?
Heads.
It's a head. Oh, it's on an angle, too. I tell you what.
I'm happy to go with it.
Nothing ever goes to plan here.
Never.
You know what, Ray? You go first,
funny
pal.
Funny you would say that. Zorby does this deliberately to try and throw me off because I like even numbers.
He's got a phobia about it. You know what time his alarm set? 4:46. Not 4:45.
He doesn't like odds.
Correct. Hates odd numbers.
I get number 3 when he's a player. Wouldn't get 4 or 6.
Now, you might be able to tell me the truth on this one. Sorry to digress. Mm. But John Hoppawattie had 7 children. He was so enamored with even numbers. He said, we've got to have 8. We've got to have 8. They had twins, so it went from 7 to 9. So they had to go 10.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah, it is. Plus what you get from the government. It's a nice old tidy stuff. Bit of welfare there.
Yeah, good morning, Hoppo. If you listen.
Oh, he wouldn't be up yet.
He's not.
He wouldn't have a radio.
Poor play.
Poor old Hoppo wouldn't know how to turn it on.
Come on, Jesus.
Okay, where we go. I think we've got Paul online. I hope he's still there. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
How you feeling, Paul? Confident?
Hopefully.
Okay. All right, here we go. Question number 1, mate. Why did Kelsey Lee Barber create news this week?
She won the gold medal in the javelin in the world.
Well done. Good.
What a throw.
Yeah, good girl. That's our only medal, wasn't it, I think, the whole championships. Anyway, it was gold.
At least it was gold. That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. On a roll here, Paul. Here we go. Question number 2. Where was the Roosters' Jared Waria Hargraves born? Multiple choice this is, Paul. A, Napier. B, Rotorua. C, Wanganui.
Rotorua.
Oh, well done. Yeah. On a roll here, Paul. This is a clean sweep. Question number 3. Multiple choice again,
born in the hot springs and probably why he's a hothead.
good man, Jared.
The boiling mud.
He's good a great
man.
Bloke.
Good man. He'll have a big influence today. Paul, another multiple choice question. Question number 3. Which club has not lost to Canberra in an NRL grand final? A, was it the Bulldogs? B, the Seagulls? C, the Panthers?
The Seagulls.
Oh, well done, Paul. Clean sweep.
How could you not?
Good on you, mate. Stay on the line there, Paul. Well done. James, pressure's on you.
Have a look at him. Have a look. I don't think you ever use this word often with Ray Thomas, but smug is the description I would use. That look on your face there.
Big fight back from here, James.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. There he comes. All right, here we go. Michael, you there, buddy?
Yeah, mate. Thanks.
All right, yep. Here we go, mate. We need to get 3 out of 3 to go to the tiebreaker. Question 1. Why did Marlon Pickett create news last week?
No, I've got no idea, mate. Who is he?
Hey, come on, just have a guess. Just humour me for a little while,
Michael. Last week. Think of last week, Mike.
Yeah,
what was on
last week? What was on?
The rugby.
Yeah, it was. No. Are we counting him out now? We're not giving him more time?
that was a wipeout.
Michael.
It's 4 cartons at stake, you know.
The questions for your mob were a lot harder.
You've only got to ask one.
Finally, we have some balance in this room that Zorba has made a very keen observation.
And you picked, it should have been two. You picked me to go first.
Why did you do that? At the other questions, yeah. I don't think you would have got any.
They were loaded for two because I normally go the even number, and he's done a little curveball. You've tricked yourself, James Smith.
But that Steve and everyone out there knew I'd go the double bluff. See,
how do they know that?
They're ready for that.
How do we know what goes on in your mind, James?
We never will. Paul, are you there, Paul?
Yeah, mate.
Well done, Paul.
Where are you at, Paul?
Spring Farm.
Spring Farm. Okay, nearest event cinemas would be MacArthur Square.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
Awesome, terrific, mate. Stay on the line, Paul. We'll send them out to you, all courtesy of Event Cinemas. we'll have Gerard Daffy very shortly, but before that, we'll get to, hey, boys, best and worst moments in a grand final, 1989, when Warren Ryan took Blocker and Ciro off, was the best for Canberra, the worst for the Tigers.
Yeah. No, blunder.
One of the all-time great coaching blunders.
I was watching that last night. There were 16 and a half minutes remaining when Blocker was taken off. To say that he was underwhelmed by the decision to replace him would be an understatement.
The big fella blew up. Mm. I think the Ciro exit was even more telling.
He scored one of the great grand final tries.
It was a great game to call. Best grand final I've called, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Wonderful game.
What's the best grand final you've seen? That or maybe 2015?
That's right there.
97?
Yeah. No. 97 was
Oh,
a
sorry.
Nightmare.
Yes. That's right. Sorry.
Please. when I retired, in my drawer at the office were the runners-up medals. No one wanted them. I left them there. I don't know what happened to them. But...
If only eBay was around then, you could have flogged them off on eBay for a charity. And just quickly here, this one comes in from an observation. Zorba's last nine NRL predictions have all been wrong.
Well, that is actually
incorrect.
That is incorrect. Zappa got up only 2 weeks ago.
Correct. Anyway, for example, last week he predicted the Raiders to beat South 13+. As a Raiders fan, this is great news. He's tipping the Roosters 13+ tonight.
That's why they can't win. They're clutching at my tips. He's got a problem, that bloke. What's his name?
Leighton.
And Zorba, you remember this
one. If you're called Leighton, you've got a problem when you were born.
Anyway.
You change your name like I did.
Actually, someone asked me a question the other day. Sorry, Raymond. Mm. What was your original surname?
Panayotis, after his Petridis.
Oh, geez.
There we go. And you went with Peter Peters.
Yeah, my editor said you can't have that as a byline.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. So, actually, a bloke was saying, what's Zorba? And I said, that's a great question. Mm. And I searched for it online, couldn't find it.
No, you won't. It's a secret.
Say it again.
Panayotis, which is Peter.
Yes.
Ioannis, which is John.
John.
Petridis, which is Peters.
Petridis.
And don't ask me why Peter and Peters sound differently, like Panayotis and Petridis.
There we go.
You know what it means? You know what it means? Rock rocks.
Rock rocks. There we go. We like that. Raymond, you were going to say
just
before we get to Jared?
You remember this one, Zorb, with a fair bit of fondness. Neville Glover dropping down his first grand final win. Young bloke in a house full of Manly supporters. Didn't take long to get over it. Not, he says. No name to that. The Glover corner in the SCG.
Yeah.
Someone's actually sent in a text. How many of the Canberra players have actually played a game at the SCG? Not that it makes any difference now. But
at the SCG? It's been played at ANZ Stadium.
Of course.
You
I don't know why. I don't know why he said that now. I don't know why he even repeated it. So anyway.
Anyway. All right. Jared Daffy's there from tab.com.au. Jared, big day. You excited?
I'm pretty pumped.
Okay. Now, knowing the way you are, you're probably going with the Raiders in this one. Is that right?
Well, I'm a bit torn here, Jimmy, because my side, the Roosters, have made it through. But I've always had a soft spot for Canberra. I like Ricky Stewart. And I hope they win.
Right. Jared, have you come down, Jared? Have you come down?
But if you had to have a bet, Jared, who would you be on?
I've had something on the 7.5 start, the Raiders, Zorba.
Seven and a half.
I always like the outsiders in finals.
Mm. You want more than 7.5, mate.
How'd that work for you last week with GWS?
It was good for about 20 minutes.
was good for the first goal. You went right in front.
Ray, no, I couldn't get a free ticket.
Jimmy can help you out there.
No, but I don't like crowds, so...
You said that, yeah.
I'm going to be in my lounge room by myself.
Yeah.
With the door locked, the curtains drawn, no pests. Just me.
Phone off.
And what a coincidence, hey? His crowds don't like Jared.
Hey, what about Ray before? Nice intercept pass passed to you by James in the quiz.
Mm.
Oh, well, he gave it to you on a platter.
He gave
what
it
an imbecile.
Yeah, exactly. And then he claims rot.
How can you rot it when you do it yourself?
No, exactly. It's a double bluff, mate. You should have seen the coin landed for me. They said, right, well, if he wins the toss, he'll make Ray go player one.
And, of course, Jared, none of that is true.
So I need to change that up a little bit. I need to make you player two, let you be player two.
Generally speaking, you call the shots, James, so you can pretty much do whatever you want.
You know you're running out of weeks.
Exactly.
If he gets to 26, I'm in trouble. He's 23 at the moment. Righto. Run through these prices. Give us some first try scorers. Give us a Clive Churchill as well.
Well, the Roosters are into $1.38 from $1.40. They spent 4 or 5 days up, but I think that, you know, the story's floating around about the sickness through the Canberra camp has had a reaction. $1.38, Canberra at $3.10. As I mentioned, the line is 7.5 points. The serious money will arrive today, but we've taken some massive bets. One bet of 40,000 on the Roosters at $1.40, and a big bet of $100,000 on them with 6.5 starts. So that's basically a pick your own line, $1.13 for that punter. So in essence, they can win the game or be beaten by up to 6 points, and that punter wins $13,000.
Wow.
The margin betting, well, the favourite way here is Roosters 1-12 at 260, 13 plus at 270. Canberra 1-12, 420, 13 plus at $10, and a draw at $19. And for those who may not have played on these bet types before, the draw is in there. Same as during the season proper, so that bet would be resulted at the end of normal time. If they go to extra time, that particular bet type already resulted. We've got a game total relatively low, over and under 34.5 points, and money for the under there. So that would seem to suggest not too many tries. And on the first try scorer, boys, we've got Latrell Mitchell, the favourite there now, at $8, ahead of Tedesco and Tupou at $9. So the
three Roosters are the favourites.
Yeah, they are. And actually behind them, Brett Morris and Joseph Manu at $11. So
who's the first of the Raiders to...
Ryan Hall, Zorba, at $11, but not much interest in him. We've seen some interest in Kotrick at 13, also Croker, 21-17, but just because of their price to win the game, the Roosters, you know, they dominate a lot of these other markets. And the same applies to the Churchill. Now, James Tedesco, he has won everything, hasn't he? And punters have launched into him. I'm a bit surprised the 450 is still there, but that's what he is this morning, $4.50 favourite.
Mm.
Luke Keary at 6, Cooper Cronk 7. Then we get out to the shortest of the Raiders players, Josh Hodgson at 10. But the money dried up for him once he had a couple of days off. So he's still $10, but not a lot of interest. Then Boyd Cordner, Latrell Mitchell at 13, Jake Friend 17. So there's a theme here, isn't it? It's just a rooster-a-thon. Bit of money for Papali at 17, and also Jack White in 21-17. But it's
the
all
punters, the punters are thinking that Friend is going to play. And they often know.
They do, but just on that, Zorba, if he doesn't play, you actually get a refund there. So you've got a two-pronged attack. But, I don't know whether he will or not, but the talk is he will.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a suspicion that he'll play as well. Just before we get to some NBL, this is what Shane has said on Twitter. And to be honest, I didn't want to read it out, but Ray encouraged me to do it.
Geez, here we go.
What about Jared saying there'll be no pests in his lounge room even when he is there?
Where did that email come from?
No, it wasn't an email, Jared, it was a tweet.
I've been questioning its actual...
What's your Twitter account, Jimmy?
Well done, Jared.
$1.01, that's where it originated.
It came from Shane.
They tell me that it's fairly popular in media circles, not only in Sydney but around the world, for media people who get people offside to have a second, third or fourth burner account.
Oh, please don't mention the burner account. I'll tell you what, if I was going to go with a burner account, I wouldn't be Shane. So, yeah, let's work that out. What about the NBL, mate?
The Kings are off to a flyer, Jared.
Yeah, they looked in trouble. Mm. And last night, Melbourne, after an ordinary performance the other night, nearly stole it in Perth. So it's been an exciting start to the season. We've got a good one today. The Hawks, who have been well back to win the title, $9-$7 there at home to the Bullets. And the money is with the Hawks, $1.65-$1.60. Brisbane at $2.35. We've got a line there of 2.5 points.
88 markets on this one today. It starts at 2 o'clock, wherever that is.
Fair enough. A couple of tennis finals, and Australians in both of them. Ash Barty takes on Naomi Osaka in the China Open, and our man John Millman, unfortunately, geared up against Novak Djokovic in the Japan Open.
Yeah, but he's there. He's a $12 pop. Djokovic, $1.02.
That's Canberra versus Roosters.
Actually, the other men's final tonight in Beijing will be interesting, where Dominic Thiem, he takes on Tsitsipas, who's come with a rush. He's a $1.80 favourite, actually, and Dominic Thiem at $2. And the big
go
one,
the Greek.
Yeah.
What about Ash Barty, mate?
She's outside, $2.20. Osaka came into this under a huge injury cloud, but she was so impressive this week. She's a $1.65 favourite.
Yeah, Ash was good last night. I watched the play.
She was. She's getting that steely resolve back, isn't she?
I hope
she wins.
Yeah, I do too. She's great.
But she's the outsider.
Okay. Yeah, she'll beat Osaka.
Yeah, all right, there you go. You heard it from Zor. Rugby World Cup, of course, a good win for the Wallabies yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the news headline this morning on one of the free-to-air channels, and it said Australia's Rugby World Cup campaign was back on track after beating Uruguay.
Give me a break. They're lucky to find 30 blokes that don't play soccer.
Anyway, today...
Seriously, Uruguay. And we're saying that we've got a star rising out of that game. I've watched him set up a try.
Jordan Patea.
Yeah, he's okay. There's hundreds of kids better than him.
Okay. rant over. Namibia today to beat the All Blacks, $251 outsiders.
Right. But they could give them guns and they wouldn't win.
So obviously they're getting a big start. That line's 70 and a half. That's the early game. France $1.03, Tonga at 12, 23 and a half. And then South Africa, Canada, well, a pretty similar line there, 57 and a half points. And
yeah,
just to win the World
England.
Cup. Yeah. Yeah, they tell me at some stage this will get serious. And New Zealand 220. Actually, the Springboks are back into second favourites, 450. England 575. Wales 11. Ireland 19. And the Wallabies at $21.
I've actually been to Namibia, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did give them guns there, to be honest. It's the scariest.